This is CliffCentral.com. The Unview. The Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com.
And it's a good morning. What a morning.
What a morning.
I must tell you, I've let the rains down in Africa. And it's in Johannesburg. Unfortunately, not in Cape Town. But I tell you, we've got the rivers running through us. We have things happening that you ain't ever seen before. It's a lot of good rain. The hell, please pray for Cape Town. It's terrible. I come here to wash in Johannesburg. I scrub myself to death. And then I sit in Cape Town with absolutely no water.
Nothing. Yeah, you just sit with a cup and scrape sweat off you.
Which is nice, I guess. Yeah. Depends how you see it. But if you're amorous, as I am in life, then it becomes quite difficult when you, you can't wash and you don't know what to do with yourself. So you must do all your entertainment water things here in Johannesburg. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing? Well, I'm clean. I haven't been to Cape Town for ages.
And you can't wash your clothes. It's such a terrible experience.
In fact, I had a Joburg moment this morning. A guy came up to me and said, "Can I wash your car?" And I was like, oh wait, we're not in Cape Town.
You can't do it.
I still said no, though, because it's expensive.
I tell you what, people have to repeat clothing, which is an interesting thing. Now, not your underwear, obviously. Rather don't wear them, at least you're free in some respects. But I tell you, in Cape Town, you've just got to wear the shirt again, put a bit of spray, underarm. It's a very difficult experience. But I guess it makes us, what's the word?
Stronger.
Dirty.
Well, it doesn't kill dirty. You, makes you stronger.
It makes you dirty. It makes you dirty and smelly. But I tell you, the one thing I do like about it is that no one actually knows if you are the thin, the rich, or the fabulous. Whom are we now?
Sure, yeah, we're kind of the stinky and fabulous. I don't know. Is that are?
It's 2 weeks. I'm counting down the days to turn the age of 40, and it's I believe it's you're very naughty when you're 40.
So especially when you're Alan 40.
Yeah. But what the strangest thing is that at least in my 30s at this moment in time when I'm in Cape Town, I'm dirty when I'm 30. So it's shocking. So let me tell you, this is the show called The Unview, The Thin, The Rich and The Fabulous, The Entertainment Idea, what we've done for years and years about making people smile. And most importantly, and we remind people that you don't need to just go overseas to see Broadway. You don't have to go off to the West End or to a fancy concert. It lives right here on our own shores. And let me just tell you that today's show will be discussing Ultra. It's an Ultra festival. People go to this thing. It's a thing. I don't understand exactly what it's about.
It's quite a big thing.
It's a big, big thing. Yeah. Like tens and thousands of people go to this thing.
Like, you remember in the 90s when people used to go watch like bands play and live music? It's like that, but only there's no live music.
I understand this notion, but it's still confusing because I don't understand what we're doofing for. But I mean, I'm just doof, but you know.
The lights, the sound.
It's incredible. Mm. It's Ultra. South Africa. And then we're going to chat to a show I watched last night. I didn't go to the opening. My brother got engaged, so I wasn't there on Sunday. But I went to The Colour Purple, and I want to tell the cast of The Colour Purple that besides being superb, I did watch it when it opened in the first 3 months in 2007 with Fantasia on Broadway, when Oprah produced it. And it's still produced by Oprah. And we'll discuss this phenomenal musical. And, of course, that wonderful movie that there's so many discussions around The Colour Purple. Besides directed by Steven Spielberg in that day, it was Oprah's first acting experience. And there was always Whoopi, because Whoopi's like one of these interesting people, Academy Award winning human being that has existed for a long period of time. And Danny Glover that played Mr. You know, that's an old movie. But incredible to see it now transform onto stage that I saw 10 years ago and now in South Africa 10 years later. Janice Honeyman, Bernard Jay, incredible piece. Incredible. And we'll talk about a few other things.
I was actually talking to Gemma Marinas last night about The Colour Purple. And I said, sure. I remember watching that movie when I was a child and it was scarring. It was so hectic. And I said, is the play in a similar vein? Is it as brutal as the movie? And she says, no, like the play has a very different feeling at the end of it. You feel so uplifted by the play. Whereas the movie made me feel so down.
We'll get there. We're going to get there. Okay. But I tell you what we're going to start with. It's called The Fabulous Dupree. Carrie Dupree, who has to be one of the greatest drag artists in the world. Okay, this is really important to understand, the artistry of drag. So when I saw this phenomenal performer arrive at the Thyssen Theatre, there were crates of costumes and almost 25 to 28 characters that she performed and did this phenomenal drag experience on stage live at the Thyssen at that time, which is at the Civic Theatre. On the line, we have got the darling Carrie Dupree. How are you?
Hello, good morning. I'm very well. I mean, I'm not really a morning person, but I'm okay.
Well, it depends if you're doing Amy Winehouse, then you couldn't be a morning human. But
no, not at all.
But, I mean, you know, you think about Shirley Bassey, the people that you have. Firstly, what is it like being back in South Africa? And is this your first run in Cape Town? I think it may be.
Well, it's good to be back here. It's good to have some sunshine because I've been in the UK doing pantomime in Birmingham for the last 2 months, and it's very, very cold and dull and grey. So the sun is lovely. But no, this is my, would you believe, my 15th season out in Cape Town. We came here for the first time about 17 years ago, and we did a place called the Officers Club at Matanga Junction.
And I mean, you love coming back to South Africa, but tell me, this is not an easy task.
Say that again, sorry.
I said this is not an easy task.
Because we have to bring so much gear with us, so many costumes and wigs and shoes and jewelry and props. So there's a lot of planning to make it happen.
So, do me a favor. So when you get onto stage and you go through, let's say, an hour and a half experience of the audience watching you actually transform on stage, explain what that takes to get into that type of artistry.
Well, there's a lot of preparation to pull this show off. You know, I mean, at the moment, the show I'm doing in Cape Town at Gate 69 is an hour and a half, sometimes an hour and 40 minutes. It depends how the show goes. But I start getting ready. The show is 8 o'clock, but I start getting things ready at 4 o'clock because all the wigs have to be checked and the costumes have to be checked and the feathers, they're all blown before every show with a hairdryer to lift them and fluff them up. All the jewellery has to have double-sided tape put on it. Then I have to start getting ready myself at about 6 o'clock, starting to get the makeup on. So there's a lot of preparation to pull the show off, to make it look as though it's slick. I mean, I think Fred Astaire said that to make something look easy is hard work, and he's probably right.
So when you do this show, besides all the... Who do you love mimicking? Who do you love to... When you enter a space, when you're performing one of the 20-odd artists that you do, whom do you love doing?
Well, my favourites tend to be the very old stars. I mean, audiences love people, like you just mentioned, Amy Winehouse. They like her. They love when I do Lady Gaga or Tina Turner or Cher. And would you believe Camilla Parker Bowles and the Queen?
I must say, I love the horse. I love the teeth, the way you do Camilla. I love your Camilla. You're kind of sexy than Camilla, I must tell you. I would kiss you as a man, as Camilla.
Well, she's not in this show, unfortunately, but because we did her last time, I was here about 2 years ago. But my favourite tends to be the very old stars, you know, like Elizabeth Taylor, Zsa Zsa Gabor, Marlene Dietrich, Bette Davis, Mae West, who I always thought Mae West was a front runner before, you know, sort of Bette Midler came along. Yeah, the audience tend to like them more. Although they do like, I mean, there is Marlon, I'm doing Marlon Dietrich in this show and Zsa Zsa Gabor, and they went down great last night. So I think people still like them. And even if they don't like them or remember them, they still find them funny. That's the thing. As long as it's funny, you can be impersonating anybody, I suppose, you know, as long as the audience laughs.
Kerry, I'm so proud of the 17 years that you've come back to South Africa, and but most importantly, I love the fact that you're sitting in a space called Gate 69 in Cape Town, and of course, Brendan Van Rain, who is the Kathy specific, one of the most incredible drag artists. Drag artistry is not just a thing. It's not men that want to dress up like women. It is how you transform every single thing that you do in your artistry. It's a different art. And of course, when you see Barry Humphries and you see these incredible people, you think about the work that goes into this.
If it's done well, a drag or female impersonation is done well. It's an art form. In the hands of experts, it's an art form. You know, there are lots of people that think they can do it, and they do it not very well.
They do terribly.
And I don't like that. I don't like the ones that sort of degrade women and are a bit sort of misogynistic for my liking. Mm. I celebrate these larger-than-life women in a funny, comic, loving way. I mean, yes, I do send them up, but it's always done in a tongue-in-cheek way, not a horrible way. I'm there to celebrate them. I'm there to make the audience laugh. It's good old-fashioned glamour, glitter, and laughter. And the venue was a fabulous venue. You know, I mean, I met Brendan some time ago. He came to see my show a few times. And he's a very enthusiastic, lovely guy, you know. And he said, would you please come over? And I said, I would love to. And our first show was last night. It's such a lovely venue, you know.
It's such a good intimate venue to do it because you can play with the audience beautifully.
Yeah, it is. You know, you can see the audience, although it's like a mini theatre. And it's all done out of, if you haven't been there, people haven't been there, you must go. It's all very ornate.
Ornate, yeah, absolutely. And the food.
And it's in the minute you walk in with the drinks downstairs, then you go upstairs and you have your food, and then the show, and then afterwards, you know, there's drinks and ice creams, and it's great. It's a great vibe.
Well, thank you for coming back, because I think that you reinvent the form of drag artistry. And most importantly, over 20 characters. So we want to dedicate something. Can you sing? Can you actually sing? Because it's quite a difficult thing. I mean, I know a lot of it is mime, but can you sing a song?
I don't mime at all.
Ah.
In my show. Not at all. Never. And all my characters are live. I do Tina Turner live. I'm trying to think who I do in this particular show now. There's Tina Turner, there's Bjork. There's Amy Winehouse, there's Marlene Dietrich, there's Raja Kapoor, there's Dame Edna, there's Anonymous Scurry, Shirley Bassey. You know, I do them all live. I'm not a mime act at all, you know.
So on that note, because we are live, who's your favourite artist?
Let's try
pull the notes together.
Am I saying, I have lots of favourites. I don't have one. I couldn't really pick one.
But I think, then may I pick one? Why don't we do something from Tina Turner?
From where?
Tina Turner.
Oh, good God, I couldn't do Tina Turner this time of the morning.
But we always do something before 17 past 9. Ah, let's do.
More, you know, so you love it, you know, because it's my Lena. It's a very, very.
But are we that? What about something?
Tina Turner, you know.
Well, I mean, listen, we always get someone to do something before Nathan, be honest, 17 minutes past 9.
Yes, and we've got 40 seconds left. It only has to be one or two lines.
Lines of something. We get this done. So you can pick anyone that you want.
I can't think of anybody. That I would sound like at this time of the morning. I mean, I gave a performance last night, and the voice is tired after it.
No. Oh, darling.
You have to. You do somebody. You're wide awake.
I'm wide awake. Well, I call you. I need you.
Who's your?
My heart's
who's
on fire.
Who's
your favorite? Tina Turner has to be a person's favorite on earth. I mean, it's incredible stuff.
Mm. Wonderful performer. Yeah. I suppose Cher. I do love Cher.
Okay, could you do some Cher?
It will be difficult for me to pick one. just one that I loved, you know.
So he's working you hard, Alan.
Yeah. I know. Well, guess what? First and foremost, welcome to South Africa again. And everyone has to go and see the show at Gate 69. And we're so proud of the team there and what they do, which is quite fabulous. But I got to tell you, in the name of Shirley Bassey, dun, dun, dun.
Kiss of death from Mr.
Goldfinger.
Pretty girl.
Well, pretty girl. That's just for you.
Thank you.
Have the best time and enjoy Cape Town and look forward to seeing you there. This is happening at Gate 69, Bree Street in Cape Town, and it's a fabulous venue. Thank you, Kerry Dupree.
Thank you very much.
The fabulous Kerry Dupree show has hit Cape Town. Quite fabulous, actually. So great performer. Seriously, the man comes with trunks of stuff.
I never ask. Have you noticed? I never ask drag queens questions because I never know if I'd be like, you know, like.
No, they're not. Listen, artistry. It's drag.
No,
artistry.
No, no. Okay, drag artists. I'd never ask them questions because I never know how to address them. It's like, ma'am, sir. It's confusing for someone like me. I'm like, you know,
like what? Just because you're the
gym. When I go to the bathroom, I look at the sign.
Just because you do Swing
like
City and all that stuff.
Don't that's it? The one
what,
I am.
What am I going to call you, like Mr. Swinger or what?
No, no, but I mean, I don't.
It's Kerry
Dupree. Like
it's not a difficult
yes,
notion.
Yes, but I always wonder if you say, so you're a guy who does this, if they're offended. Because, you know, so remember Evita Besetenhout, you know, like you can't say, sir, or you're a man to her, you know. It's one of those, I don't know how sensitive okay, they
so
are about their...
This is actually a very important point, and I'm happy that you asked the question, especially in front of our two special guests that are in the studio. But I want you to keep one thing in mind. Remember, Evita is always Evita, the old Tunny. That will always be the Tunny. Now, when you call Peter Dirk Ace, and you call him Peter Dirk, by the way, because he has a double barrel, you ask him, may I speak to Evita? And then Evita will come onto the telephone. Remember, they're two different personas, but they're the same person. But in that moment in time, you would never walk up and go, how are you doing, Barry Humphries? When you're going, oh, possums, you know, as you don't do, you know, you just...
But it's, like, is it a sensitive
you go,
issue?
Dame Edna, that's what you do.
I mean, I'm just wondering if it's sensitive because, like, that's why I just don't say anything. Because, I mean, look, I mean, we live in a very sensitive culture at the moment. I mean, you can't do anything without getting hate. I was following a Twitter feed yesterday. I don't know if you heard about the drama with Inkleba. Sure, my goodness. On Twitter, if you followed that, and everyone, no matter what side of the argument you're on, is just getting shade. Like, people are like, they must ban the movie because, you know, it disrepresents Xhosa culture. And then you get people like, no, and it's fine. But both sides are just getting such hate. And I'm like, I can't take part in discussions at all.
Well, you know, I guess it's kind of, you know, so let me, you know, if and I have to allow Nao to do this. So, now, Motaung. Like from the old Tsanas.
Yes.
The old Motaung.
Yes.
Yeah, the Botswana people. Yes.
It would go are you like, going to introduce our guest before you just launch into a conversation?
No, before we do that, because this is how you do it. I mean, if we were sitting pairing on a stage and we were doing that particular character, how would you call Harpo? You better go.
Like right now?
Right now.
Come on, Harpo!
Correct.
Yeah.
And when you do that scene, which is that scene, it's from The Color Purple, if you've seen the movie. I think it's in the 1980s. It's that role that is owned.
Mm.
That not only... It's the Oprah Winfrey role.
Yeah.
It's her first acting role. When Steven Spielberg asked this talk show host, a former journalist and news anchor, to come in and do this particular role and play this And it's the most famous scene when she tells Harper one thing now. And please, will you do it on behalf of all the women of the world?
I think you're talking about the scene where I asked Celie if...
Why? Scene? Why? And why would you allow Harper to clap you and hit you?
Oh, so, I didn't allow him.
Exactly. So let's go through that scene with immediate effect. So right now, baby, and watch this. And this is the most famous movie scene from the Academy Award nominated The Color Purple with Oprah Winfrey, now played by Neo Mutwang.
Can I just say, though, that as much as it was Oprah Winfrey's big break, I think it's mine, too, because it's actually my first time doing a musical that's this big. So
I'm going to get there, but but that's why I'm prepping you.
Oh, okay.
You're going to know the... Do you know the auntie?
Yeah.
You just met her. Sit down and do what I tell you. What are you going to watch things
but
happen?
But we don't have a scene like that, do we?
No, but the scene where you speak, you won't allow...
The one with
the beginning
Celie.
Of Hell No.
Hell No.
Okay.
I'll play Celie.
Okay, you'll play Celie.
Oh, go. I'm Kani. Let's go, baby.
You told Harpo to beat me.
I'm sorry.
I love Harpo. God knows I do. But I kill him dead before I let him or anybody beat me. Yeah. And the rest is sung.
So sitting in our studio is two of the most phenomenal actors that I've seen on stage in a hell of a long time. And I want to tell you that the pedigree that is cast with you is the people that create the most magical things of all the ages of South African theatre. Mr. Bernard Jay and Miss Janice Honeyman. Mr. Producer and Mrs. Producer. And it's an incredible... it's quite intimidating, I guess, start it.
Yep.
So, to welcome to the studio, Noang Neo Mtuang, from the Tswana people, and Yamkani Matlaka Piri.
Yamikani Mahaka Piri.
See, you know, it's shocking. Do you know, I'm so white. So white, fat, turning 40 and old. Who's the thin, the rich, and the fabulous right now? Used to. So, I mean, firstly, welcome. And has this not been the most incredible experience?
Phew.
My tongue.
Yeah, you know, it has. It really has. Yeah. On my behalf, it has been absolutely amazing. There are no words really to describe what it feels like to be on that stage.
It's one of the most interesting pieces, and let me tell you, because my ex and I actually went to watch it, and then we left, and we had this long conversation in an Uber going back, and then another conversation after having a pizza at 11 o'clock at night going back home, and we then had this conversation: is what is this actually about? And I want to ask the question, because is The Color Purple about slavery? Is it about, it's interesting, is it about ownership of new land or coming into some right? Is it about abuse? Is it about, if you think about it, a hell of a lot of emancipation to women? Is it about... There's so many different themes that sit in this piece that we still couldn't work out. And I've seen it, as I said, on Broadway, and I've seen the movie. But it's an interesting piece. And I ask the question, is that what does it ultimately represent? And I think for myself, seeing it especially last night, it represents the empowerment of the human spirit, number one, but the empowerment of women who have the ability to do the most incredible things when they are not emancipated. I'd like to have your opinion on that one.
Phew, where do I even begin?
I know, it's such a...
I think it entails all of the above. Slavery, abuse... misogyny, patriarchy, all of the above.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think for me, sitting as a black woman, watching The Color Purple, being a part of The Color Purple, I think it represents the woman's struggle, black women's struggles, and coming out of that. Also, black men's struggle. You know, it's mainly about the black people, essentially, first and foremost. And then you have a black man who doesn't really know himself that well either, mister. He only he finds himself through a woman. You understand? After, yeah, you know, like, I mean, like, I just think it's about slavery. And the slavery that kept that man a slave is now making that woman a slave. So it's a cycle.
You see, that was the debate. And I found, and I thought to myself, he got it right. And his name's Rüdiger. Very interesting. Because what he was saying to me is that it's similar to apartheid.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't understand that if you put a man down and he's emasculated.
Yes.
And then he has to somehow
uplift himself
through other forms. And if you then put someone else down, it's a similar notion. And I think the most interesting scene is that scene when the mayor... the mayor's wife is waiting for you in particular to become the maid. Becomes quite an interesting piece because again it breaks the whole cycle down.
Yes,
because at the end of the day it breaks it down to exactly what a lot of people don't understand. And, and let me tell you what it is. It's for me as an interpreter of this piece is that we cannot allow more people to feel dishonored or disrespected and allowing them to go through other things that they don't need to go through. So yes, of course, the basis is slavery. But if you look at the piece, it's opened to so much interpretation because they have their land.
Yes.
They're out of slavery.
Yeah.
And when Opa or the Madala says, you know, but what I've been through.
What I've been through,
I've done this.
I think for me it's the aftermath of the slavery. I think it's those are the consequences of what slavery did to the black people in that time. So now because we didn't have anything else to fight for, we just, the men specifically found a struggle for themselves to keep them in a certain level. Because, you know, there's like a hierarchy. You know, there's the white man, the white woman, the black man, and the black woman. So I think the black man was like, okay, the struggle is over. I need another struggle to keep me up there. It's like xenophobia for me, actually, if I look at it. Because, like, South African people, for me, I feel like they don't have anything else to fight for. So what do? They attack the Somalians and they attack the Nigerians who come and try find a life for themselves. It might not be in the right way, but what are South Africans doing? So basically the men in the color purple, what are they doing?
Well, I think the reason there's so many themes in this piece is to show the interconnectedness of all those themes. Because, you know, it's a domino effect and a knock-on effect. Everything is connected. One thing only happened because you go to the root problem and you'll find it there. You know what I mean? All these, it's kind of showing the, if slavery is the trunk of the tree, all these things are just the branches that have then sprouted from that, you know? And it's showing you all the different little avenues and the damage it's caused over the long run.
And of course, this is cliffcentral.com. This is The Unview, The Thin, The Rich, and The Fabulous. And by the way, we still can't work out who's the thin. We're not sure who's rich, but we most certainly know, darling. Nathan Rowe, darling, we are the fabulous.
Yes.
Yes, and Nathan's not that way inclined, but he's just fabulous too. And welcome to the fabulous people. But but you understand, it's, I think, a bigger notion than just slavery or black or white or man or woman. It could be a gay thing. It could be a straight. It holds, it could be... Can I tell you what it could be? It could be a financial thing. It's that disrespect that you don't have for another human being and that you want to put them down. It's a fat thing, actually. Okay?
Yeah, as well.
It's a fat thing, if you think about it. It's an ugly thing. If the show does anything for anybody with Seeley, unfortunately, Didi couldn't be with us today, who plays Seeley quite extraordinary. Actually, apps, both of you.
You're
extraordinary. Beautiful. I'm sorry, my darling. I'm Kani. But the woman really kicked your asses.
I know. I'm sorry. The show. It's very hard being a man.
I love Aubrey. I know, Aubrey from the old seven, old radio days. Mm. The girls kicked your asses. they really kicked an ass. But I mean, I'm just saying it's the, and you're all superb. So I'm just saying it's 100% wonderful musical. But it's so incredible to again understand that there's so many different. I mean, some people just have like bad hair or this bad nose or like, you know, might be differently abled. Mm. So I think it holds a lot of that space. And that's what the piece is about. Mm. The piece is not about. Do you know, it's the only musical, and I think you'll appreciate this as a very, and Nathan will love this. It's the only musical that I've seen in the world, and I've seen many, many, that actually ends on the word amen.
Mm. Mm. Actually.
Think about it. Think about that. There are so many pieces, but that actually at the end of it goes, amen. And amen means thank you. Like, yes. In grace. Sure, yes. Thank you.
So it's not like, amen, stop doing this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Okay, get your ukulele.
I took something beautiful and I crushed it.
She's such a. So, you see, this is why it never works. Do you understand? Okay, so now we're coming up to Valentine's Day.
Yes.
What are we thinking about? Because everyone's going to sing, by the way.
Oh my God!
Everybody
oh,
sings.
Really?
Oh. Okay.
Listen. Yeah, you guys are musical performers.
Don't you start with me, honey?
Okay.
I take hell no. I'll take this breast and this breast and squeeze them together and suffocate you, honey.
Oh, I do that too often.
Ooh, it doesn't sound that bad being in this car.
I don't know what to say, guys. Like you said, it's a woman's show, so they definitely have all the fun.
Okay, so we're gonna do something now because next week is a very nice week.
It's not nice if you're like single.
That's exactly why. Because okay. L is for the way you.
Look at me.
Okay. Will you please? No. please. Get those. The beautiful Matswells.
Okay.
Moving.
Out. Okay, Matswells.
Matswell. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to do mine with you. May I just.
Oh, please. Join me. Like.
Marlon Ford is disrobing in the studio.
You're just natural, darling. I'm just like robust. Okay. Or busty. Okay. And we will start with and this is for all lovers.
Okay.
Because the story does ultimately end in love. Mm. The love for one another. Mm. The love for Mr. Mm. The love for Harpo. Mm-hmm. The love for, wow. I mean, the lesbian affair that happens in this. I mean, if you think about lesbian. Do you know how gay this thing is? It's like, this is gay men are just going, oh my God, they beat us to the. There wasn't a full musical for us and open. This is the gayest thing. Yeah, they did lesbianism on that stage, yeah, like lesbian. It has never been done. Okay, like, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
And of course. The whole thing ultimately ends up with people actually loving one another and saying amen and ultimately loving God,
yes.
Which is a wonderful
and
thing.
And
self, yeah. Obviously, which is the self in God, the God self, correct. Okay,
true.
Okay, so Valentine's Day is next week.
Okay.
It's a fabulous year, 2018.
Yes.
Are you single?
Am I? I think so.
Are you?
I don't know.
Have you guys got a vibe?
No. Like. Well, no.
Oh, are you kissing on? Oh, are we kissing on set?
We love each other.
No, we love each other
so much.
Yes, yeah. That sometimes we like.
Yeah, people always think what they think.
Like, do you cross the boundaries?
Not really.
No. I mean, we cross them on stage anyway.
Yeah, so just to get into character.
Exactly, it helps.
So. It's method. Ah. You know, yummy me. You know what they say, once you go black, you ain't going back. That's a joke, darling. It's a joke.
Big though.
So let's go. At this time in the morning, as we brighten up everyone's Thursday here on The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous, we are all just simply fabulous. And we'll start with...
Al is for the way
you look
looking at me. Oh,
is for the only one,
one
I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E, well, it's even more than anyone that you adore. And love is all that I can give to you. Game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
And also the L could stand for lonely people.
Yeah. You see, but now he's got to do this because you've never just let me do it again. Because now you've got now I don't, L. Then we're gonna go L. So, okay. so we're gonna now I need that
robustness.
Come on, I need this that robustness. You know. Okay. So we're gonna do it. We're gonna like okay. So just hit the first note.
L is for the way you look at me.
O is for the only one I see.
V is very, very extraordinary.
E is even more than
anyone that you adore.
Cause love is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. I said love was made for me and you. I said love was made for me and you. No, hi.
I can't, it's too early.
It is way too early.
Yo, yeah, I don't even understand how that came out of my throat.
Seriously, that's what we do. Anyway, what a great team from the Color Purple in studio. On the line, very shortly, we're going to talk about this wonderful musical festival. Because our beautiful Jane, our producer, has got Tony Feldman on the line shortly to discuss Ultra. Ultra. It's a wonderful doof-doof thing. It's very doofy.
What is Ultra? It's
incredible. The best DJs from around the world come to South Africa.
Okay.
And they perform the most magical music.
Yeah. No, it's but what you actually go for is the setup. I mean, the lights and the sound is absolutely phenomenal. It's thousands and thousands of people just losing their minds to like EDM. You want a taste of the music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want it just.
Why not?
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
I can just like see it.
Yeah. No, I've been to Ultra before.
Oh, have you?
Oh, okay.
Yes, I have.
Tell us about it.
Please tell us.
You know what? It's crazy. Firstly, it's basically it's. I think they try to hypnotize you actually when you're there, because all you have is just strobe lights and exactly it's just this is heart racing, people going crazy everywhere with one another as well. That's what Ultra feels like and was for me. I don't know.
No, that's exactly it. It's basically, I mean, if you're drunk or.
No, I mean, man, no, there's not, but
no, I'm just saying.
I thought it was very nice, but I mean,
it's an out of body experience. I mean, we studied in art when you know, like ancient people used to bang drums repetitively. It would put you in a trance, and you would actually kind of almost. I mean, that's where the art, the Bushman paintings came from. These guys would like leave their bodies and paint things. So it's kind of going back to a little bit of that.
Wow.
Well, I tell you, this is what we're talking about, the performance of Ultra, and of course. Let's get that music going because we're discussing the king of this wonderful music.
You have to wait for the drop.
Is there a drop? I didn't know there's a drop.
There's a drop coming.
And some used to like, oh, hold that.
Can you feel the build up? It's coming.
Is it?
Any second
I
now.
I can feel it, yeah.
Can you feel it? And it must go. Cha, 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 cha.
Now.
One,
here we go.
Two, three, go.
Bang. Bah!
On the line, Tony Feldman, who is the producer from Showtime. Welcome, Tony, to the show.
Thanks for having me, Alan.
You know, Tony, firstly, we are continuously mesmerized by the work that yourself, your company does, and most especially your mother. But I know that your mother says she wants nothing to do generally with this. But Ultra South Africa is rocking and rolling. I was listening to a fellow radio station, 94.7, giving away the tickets yesterday, and people are going crazy for all these artists. Firstly, why is Ultra in South Africa, and what is it about ultimately?
Ultra was born out of Miami about 20 years ago, and it started off as a small little beach party, and then it turned into this global music festival, which spans over 26 countries. I got involved with the guys from Miami about 5 years ago, looking at bringing in a festival to South Africa. We had toured quite a few individual artists in the likes of Deadmau5 and Avicii and Swedish House Mafia, etc. And we just felt that the next step was to create a festival. So we've looked at either creating our own festival or partnering up with the likes of a global festival like Ultra. And the idea was born, and I suppose we're going into our fifth year now, which has been quite a ride. And the fans love it. They know what to expect. Al. It's kind of it's big production. It's the biggest names in the EDM space. Mm. It is synonymous with a fantastic experience.
And many years ago, I remember that Black Coffee was brought onto that stage with you then, and now he's like one of the mainstream acts and who follows the world with Goldfish and all these wonderful artists. You have got Van Buren and
Armin van Buren, Afrojack. Yeah.
I mean, these are cool names. And Tony, I must tell you, I loved going to this show last year. I walked in, I danced and clapped my hands. I thought, oh, where's Priscilla? Tony, I'm like your mother's child, baby. This is what it is. But it is so incredible to see the amount of people and this wonderful culture of good music, good camaraderie in some respect, and good music, and just people coming together. And as you say, as Nathan Rowe has explained, it's the lights, it's the sound, it's the music, it's the...
Yeah, it's quite a spectacle. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's a 12-hour calling.
Yeah.
People put their heart and soul and energy into having a good time. And I think that when people need escapism, and Ultra does allow that. It allows people to kind of let your head down in a safe and fun environment and just... enjoy good music.
You hit the nail on the head there, Tony. It's basically energy, just 12 hours of pure energy. Mm. So, and the great thing is, if you don't have any energy, you get energy from just being there. I mean, the lights, the sound, the people, the movement. I mean, you just garner a lot of energy. Yeah,
people are happy. They're happy people.
Oh yeah.
It's an incredible thing.
It's not like a metal fest where people want to punch each other.
No.
People just want to love each other and touch each other.
Yeah, the production value is huge. People do get mesmerized by the size and the scale of the technicals that are out there. And you're right, the music does bring it together. And Alan, you mentioned Hazel is from the theater era. Mm. And
still in the era, dear. Still in not Ms. Producer, that is Madame Producer.
Okay.
Madame. And she came to the first Ultra and she was completely, completely flabbergasted at the audience and the audience's response to these acts, the hands were at the unity and they were singing and clapping and dancing and swaying and...
Superb.
Yeah, it's mind blowing when you see it in full force. There's 25,000 to 30,000 people having the time of their lives.
You know, Tony, I want to come back to what Showtime does as a production company. And I have my own production company, which is, it's not easy because you sometimes hit the nail and sometimes you slightly miss it. But this is a huge investment and it's a hell of a lot of time and effort that comes into this experience. People are going crazy. So the first question I'm going to ask you right now, before we get into other things, is, Tony, can people still get tickets?
Most definitely. I mean, our VIP has sold out. So our VIP in Johannesburg has sold out. The VVIP experience is nearly sold out. And general access tickets are definitely available. Mm-hmm. The venue at the Expo Center is very scalable.
Nasrec is so outstanding.
It's a beautiful festival environment. Mm-hmm. Lots of parking, great transport in and out of there. And
Cape Town, as I say, because we go across cities, Cape Town is also superb. I mean, if you think about it, Tony, I mean, Cape Town is at correct, it's still at the stadium.
Iconic venue. We're at the stadium, our second year running.
It's incredible at that stadium.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. And this year, we're mixing it up a little bit. We've got quite a lot of decks built into the side of the venue where the seating is. So there's activations there for my sponsors and the VIP decks.
And of course, Samsung. Well done, Samsung, because it helps you to do this type of thing. So we want to.
Without the likes of Samsung, the Budweiser, and the Red Bull, we wouldn't be able to put a show of this magnitude together. No chance.
Now, Tony, this is out of your depth slightly, but I doubt it is because I know that that Mama's got the hand. Big Mama's watching you. The Illusionist opened in Cape Town yesterday. I believe this is incredible stuff. It's coming to Johannesburg in the next week.
Yeah, we were at the opening. It's jaw dropping. You know, it's one thing watching magic on TV, and you think, okay, there's TV cameras and everything else to boggle the mind. But watching it live is a whole new experience. The different illusionists that we have on stage are all the best in their fields, and they all work together to produce this incredible nonstop. The humor in it was actually incredible last night as well. So it's an incredible, fun-filled show for the whole family.
That's the Illusionist. That comes from Broadway. That's Broadway. Amazing in Cape Town at the Grand West, and of course it comes to the Teatro next week. Dynamo's coming in May. This is, you guys are going mad. Have you people lost your crazy minds? Obviously, because your mother's kind of, and you guys are like not normal. You're like the producing humans. But Dynamo's coming. I mean, he do you know what he did at the Met? He shocked. He took Miss Universe, flipped it upside down. Hussein Bolt didn't know what to do with himself with Dynamo. Go on, Tony. Tell us about Dynamo.
Oh, man. Dynamo, I got caught up in his TV series a couple of years back where he does all his street magic in various cities. He even came to South Africa and did some street magic in Soweto and in Cape Town and all over the show. I've always been a massive fan. And when I saw that he had created a arena tour, I was onto them like white on rice. I was really, really, really keen on bringing him here. He did an Aussie tour about last year or 2 years ago, and I tried to piggyback off the back of that tour. We couldn't get the dates to work, but I finally got him. And in May he's going to be here at the beautiful new Menland, the Sun Arena.
The Sun Arena, yeah, it's
yeah. And Cape Town at the Grand West. So, yeah, this is a year of magic.
Tony, I'm going to throw some more magic into the pot because I know you're casting and I know it cannot be announced, but I've got to tell you, all I say, there's a city in the United States that one of the best musicals on earth has been named after. And that's coming too, is it not, next year, Tony?
It is true. Can mention the name, the worst kept secret in town.
It is.
Let's say it at the same time. New York.
Idiot. Chicago, you fool. You're stupid. Do you know, Tony, this is, you know what we must do with these people? Just throw them out the Lebanese and Yahudis. Must just throw them, smash them out the window. They're so useless. Silly people. But Chicago's in town.
We had Chicago out there 10, 12 years ago.
Can we forget that.
We felt the time was right to bring it back. It's one of the best pieces of musical theatre on Broadway, I think. We're looking forward to it. We've held auditions, and again, we've got such incredible South African talent that it was not a difficult show to cast with talent out there.
So, Tony, we're going to end on the following. Now, of course, I'm going to say that The Color Purple, by the way, I'm so happy that you guys are not competing in this new season of awards, because, of course, Priscilla is going to... If Priscilla doesn't win this thing, I'm going to knock every flute, whatever it is, and every flute a cup, I'm going to cup it, and then if the lady doesn't get it, I'm going to find a lady and a flute it up, because if Priscilla doesn't take this home, then people are going to... And so I'm happy it's not in the year of The Color Purple, but I tell you, when Chicago comes back, it's going to hit town beautifully. And I'm so proud to the people like Bernard Jay, Hazel Feldman, Tony, you guys, it's Mom, it's Janice Honeyman, it's Richard Loring, it is the best, Peter Turin, that are bringing this magic to South Africa and taking the people of South Africa and the artists of South Africa. You got to just keep reminding how much work, effort, and money goes into this job. Well done.
Thank you. And to everyone out there, come enjoy the shows and enjoy being entertained. I think that's what, to see a smile on your faces is what makes us tick.
And Ultra happens at the stadium on Friday night in Cape Town at that magnificent the bowl, you know, it looks like the bald people with the stadium in the head, and of course at the Nazarick in Johannesburg, next to Soweto, where we're gonna rock on Saturday. Chicago's coming to town, and of course Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, just ended the run throughout of Asia. Thank you to Tony Feldman and Hazel Feldman. Showtime. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And thank you. Doopy doom doom bum
doopy doom doom. Come. Naya, how are we dancing, huh?
I booty hop a lot.
So again, what an incredible firstly, I mean, this is what the show is, it's an amazing things that have come to South Africa.
Definitely.
So now I'm gonna mutwang like a nice tswana.
Yes.
You know, from
Klerksdorp.
Are you from Klerksdorp?
Yeah.
From upcountry. Lebanese people, my people also there with you there.
Is it?
Yeah. Is that where Orkney Snorkney?
Yes!
So, you're going to do something at this time in the morning. And okay. By the way, you ain't out of it, my dear.
You know, I'm paying attention to them.
No, we're going to get you right now, darling. We're going to get you. You see, because you know the Feldmans are listening. Oh, we got to wait. Okay, cool. So we're gonna sing a song.
Okay.
What is your favorite song? Because I mean,
my favorite song.
In the musical or
no,
just
in life.
General?
In life.
Just in awesome. Life. Well, there's one song that like I've been listening to a lot.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can we find it.
Please find it. I love it, and I've known it for a long time. It's just that it came back into my life now.
What's the name of the song? You can't find it if you don't have the name of the song.
Okay, it's called I Am Light by India Ree.
Well, India Ree.
Yes.
And my darling over there, Mr. Piri. Is it Piri?
Yeah, Piri, yes.
You know, because we call it Piri. You know, it's like it's...
Well, I mean...
Where are you born from? The land.
Okay, I was born in the UK.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm Zimbabwean.
So wonderful.
Yeah, so Zimbabwean, Malawian, but I've lived in SA for most of my life.
But you're kind of like Shona-ish.
No, Wendao.
You see how dumb we are. We just presume. We presumption.
I love the way you rope me into this. Like, with your stupidity.
I'm so embarrassed. Okay, now, let's see this India Ree song. Is this the backtrack?
I hope so.
Oh my gosh, I don't know the lyrics very well.
Well, you better try.
Just guess.
You're singing next from the UK.
Oh, goodness.
What is that? How does the song go? We're wasting time.
It's a very soft version.
Okay, just take that version out. Now sing the damn song.
Oh my gosh, how does it
And it goes, and it's just the Feldmans are listening. And 3, 2.
Can I sing a different song, actually?
You sing, go with you.
Okay.
At this time in the morning, I want to hear you sing, honey.
Do some Jill Scott or something.
Jill Scott.
Ain't got the time. Sing okay. the song.
Ryan. These are just emotions taking me over. Caught up in sorrow, lost in the song. But if you won't come back, come home to me, darling. Don't you know there's so many? Okay, I forgot the lyrics.
No. You were doing, wait, yeah, I was.
We know there are many of them there.
No. Okay, cool.
But something like that.
Love
yeah.
it. It's awesome to play that role. You did a performance beyond note, yeah. by the way.
Thank
and
you.
it's the most comparable note when you go back to the movie, because
yes.
it's that Oprah Winfrey, and you see it all the time. Mm. That's the identification. Of course, Whoopi Goldberg also incredible. A lot of incredible cast members in the movie.
Yes.
But you come back to that character.
Yes.
And it's an incredible character, and you played it super.
Thank you super, so much.
And I want you to know that. Okay.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. UK, yes. Zimbabwean, Malawian, Mr. Piri, the lived in South Africa, sing something, honey, because I heard you sing a song. Let's make the man sing. Now, this is how you do it.
Oh, gosh.
Weren't you prepping while she was singing?
What is wrong with you? Do you not know what you do?
I thought I was here, and then
it just goes like literally when somebody asked me to sing a song.
Like, oh, my goodness. I mean, am I getting paid?
That's a good question. Good question. We're also running out of time. Ben's going to come in here and throw his toys.
Okay.
3, 2, go.
Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot for us to spark conversation, verbal elation, stimulation, share our situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we can talk about psalms in entirety.
Whoa, yay. Not bad. See, all you need is a countdown.
Exactly.
So where can people see Color Purple?
The Color Purple is at the Civic Theatre, the Nelson Mandela Theatre. Mm. It is incredible. I want to tell you it runs till the 5th of March. 4th of March. Well, if you miss it.
Unless
you arrive. unless I arrive late, don't be late. You see, I'd be on the wrong day exactly. and you'd be looking at nothing. And of course, it is a show that you cannot miss. It is beautiful. It is superb. And I want to tell you, it brings you to tears and the house is falling down. And if I can ask you one recommendation as we close the show today. If you have a friend, especially a lady friend that has been in your life and you ever felt emancipated or you need anything in this world, I ask you to take a friend along with you and pay for that ticket. For a girl child, for anybody that needs to see a piece of work like this.
Yes.
This is the Color Purple and it ends in the word Amen.
Yes.
And on that note...
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because we are the...
Thin, the rich, and the fabulous.
Have a great day.
The Unview. The thin, the rich, and the fabulous. On CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.